This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 178. Our intro.
Your shit tastes so good.
Oh, gross.
God.
Gross. Oh, no.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is The Cup.
The Cup.
No, nah, this is right. How's everybody doing?
It's really gross. I mean, just the thought, just hearing the music really just scares me already. Let me see our levels. We're recording right now. Wait, hold on. Let me see if we're... Am I coming into loud? Okay, so yeah, this is a episode 178. Just a while ago, actually, we're recording again. Just a while ago, we finished episode 177 with Dr. John. And I suggest you guys would check out episode 177 with Dr. John regarding relationships. So go head on out to bearpodcast.com if you guys want to click it from there. Or you can subscribe via iTunes. You can do that. So you can listen to episode 177 with Dr. John. Ray and I interviewed him. That was a good episode.
Yes, very good episode.
Yeah. But anyway, let's do some... what do you call this? We did it on episode 177. It was really pretty much incomplete.
Yeah.
Well, I really want to talk about what happened that night at the laptop. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, actually, for us, you know, recording this on a Saturday and Friday night, me and Maynard went and saw a Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
Oh, you like a Margaret Cho. You like the Cho. And Cho like the bear.
Yeah, she likes the bears.
She likes the bears.
She
says she likes eating bear ass.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's...
She likes bears to eat her pussy. That's what it is.
Yeah, she likes the bears because, you know, very, very laid back. They're not...
Her whole comment on bears was, don't pluck it, fuck it.
Yeah. That should be, we'll post that somehow there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's awesome that we got to see Margaret Cho. It was raining.
Rain. Oh, God, it's cold here, I'm sure all you people sitting in 3 feet of snow, you know.
Yeah.
But for Houston, it was cold.
It was cold for us, 40 degrees, something
actually,
like that.
Actually, it got down, when we left last night after the show, it was like 34.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the wind chill factor, and it was pouring rain, and so everybody here sick, stopped up, got colds, congestion,
sinus and stuff, sinus problems. Yeah, that's pretty common right now. Even Wayne's sick right now. So shout out Wayne. I hope you're getting better.
Eat too much pie, you get sick.
Meat pies? No, not meat pies. Yeah, you should. Have you seen Sweeney Todd yet?
No,
not yet.
No, I need to go catch up on some movies. I need to freaking take a weekend off, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. And just go relax. Oops.
Yeah, oops. Okay, we're here at the Bear Podcast Studios again in the suburbs of Houston again. We were recording earlier, but we just had to do this show. So we're done for the week. Should be done. Okay, so yeah, let's just a few more. This week, Cloverfield
opened.
It opened a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it yet. Have you?
Well, we're going to see it tomorrow. I hope you're coming to see it with us tomorrow.
I wish I could. I'll try to convince Mike, because Mike doesn't like sci-fi.
Well, tell Mike he can sit at the sports bar across from the movie theater and watch football while we go watch the movie.
Oh, okay. So. We can do that. Oh, before we go on, I would like to thank the Bear Radio Network, Joe Malucci, for having us for a year.
Hey, Joe. How hey, you Joe. Doing?
Yes, we were here. The show has been playing on the Bear Radio Network for the past year. It's actually the anniversary is January 18th. And that's the first time Bear Podcast was broadcasted on the Bear Radio Network. Live streaming audio. Go to bearradio.net or you can find Bear Radio on iTunes. You go to radio. You go on the left side. You go to radio and then go to Eclectic and you'll see two versions of Bear Radio. One is a 96 kbps and the other one's a 56 kbps, something like that. So, yeah, you can listen to all the artists, all the music, all the Bear artists and performers who are there on the network. And on Thursdays and Sundays, we get played on the Bear Radio Network at 10 o'clock Thursdays and Sundays, 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific. So you can catch us there too. What do you have for us? What do you have, Ray?
Well, I just happened to go to the grocery store the other night, and as I walked out to go check out, there was TV Guide Ultimate 2008.
Is that the Inquirer or TV Guide?
TV Guide.
Oh, TV.
Ultimate 2008 Sci-Fi Preview.
Okay.
And on the cover there is.
Use the mic. Okay.
There is the cast of The Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which started probably by the time this airs 3-4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you haven't caught it, try to go catch it, because I caught the first two episodes. It comes on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
In the Heroes time spot, since Heroes is not coming back anytime soon because of the writer strike.
Yeah, but, those bitches.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't call them bitches because they're doing what they need to do to make money. So
No, they're right. I'm talking about the network.
Networks, yeah.
Because so, they're the bitches they're the that bitches. They don't want to give money to our to the writers.
But it's a great cover because it's got the cast, which is... Hang on, I got them on the line so I got their names right. So the lady that plays Sarah Connor is called Lena Headey, who was Queen Gorgo in 300 last year.
Oh, so that's why she's familiar. Yes. All right. She just had shorter hair.
And of course.
And kicks more ass.
Yes. And she kicks a lot of ass in this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, her son, John Connor, is played by Zach, the gay character from Heroes, who is actually Thomas Decker.
From Heroes, the gay character. They recycled him there.
Claire's boyfriend.
Friend, that's why he's familiar. Friend,
yeah. And he's cute. And he does actually a pretty good job. He's a little whiny right now, but most teenagers boys are. That's why they're just good to hold in and fuck and not, talk to. But the Terminator that gets sent back is named Cameron, which is Summer Glau, who is from Serenity.
From Serenity or so, Firefly.
So
who plays River on River Firefly. Fly.
Mm-hmm. So she's a pretty kick-ass teenage girl. And she's a little different take on the Terminator character because she actually kind of clicks with people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very interesting to see them grow.
She's very human.
Very human. Mm-hmm. More human than the others. And since she was sent back, it's going to be very interesting that I bet you... What happens is she becomes John Connor, who sends her back.
The future John Connor.
The future John Connor back sends her back to be the girlfriend support that he needed back then, mm-hmm. or the friend that he needed back then, because they moved around so much and fighting the Terminators and everything. So,
yeah.
But it's a good. It seemed like a good show. They pick up 2 years after the Terminator 2 Judgment Day ends. With them on the run, and at the end of the episode, they transport themselves into the future.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in 2007, Los Angeles.
Yeah, to make it a little bit more current.
Well, to make it a little bit more current and bring everything up to thing. But Christian Bale has been picked to play John Connor.
The future John Connor?
The future John Connor,
oh.
which is about him becoming of age and becoming John Connor, the leader of the human race in the future in the next Terminator movie.
So Terminator 4.
So this is all or Terminator. What is it?
Do you think Arnold is going to be in that?
No, Arnold said he's not going to have any.
Okay.
Any show, unless he just does a spot deal. Because he's too busy worrying about the forest fires in California.
The forest fires. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to him. Hope everything goes well.
But, you know, that's pretty interesting. So I got that. And it talks about the cast of the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which, you know, the first two episodes are out. I think you can pick them up on iTunes or either in. Actually, you can pick them up on Fox.
That's what I did. I missed the one. The premiere was on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then I decided to, you know, just I wanted to watch it. I wanted to see it. So I went to the Fox website, and they have it online there. Yeah. You can click it and play it there. You can watch it online. So anyway, my phone's ringing. Probably it's Mike. That's okay.
Okay. And then the next article in the Sci-Fi Review is Kyle XY. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody watched it. I haven't watched it.
I haven't seen it myself.
Waiting to buy the disc on the because the first two seasons I think are out on disc. Mm-hmm. So I was going to buy them and watch it because I think the guy that plays Kyle is pretty hot.
Okay. One of the reasons why we want to watch it. Okay.
Well, one of the reasons I want to watch it because he's the perfect little chaser boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm trying to figure out what his name is real quick. And I like Kyle XY because it's kind of like Smallville. Because I've seen a couple episodes of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get more detail into it because it's basically about a kid that's a test tube baby. He's been genetically engineered and all this stuff, and he doesn't know who he is or his place in the world, and he's trying to find out. So.
Okay.
So, and it's one of those things that the first episode he shows up naked on TV, standing there in the forest, having no clue of who or what he is. So,
okay, interesting. So, what a good start. Okay.
And then we move on to the holy grail of sci-fi, Battlestar Galactica.
All right, what do they have now?
Battlestar Galactica returns Friday, April 4th, on Sci-Fi Channel.
That's a long time from now. And they only have 11 episodes, right?
I'm trying to find out the deal. Let's see. Let me read this here. A break within the Cylon Collective will put Natalie, yet another version of Number 6, in charge of a rebel faction back from the dead. Starbuck learns of the prediction from Fall's movie Razor that she will herald the apocalypse that the humans must not follow her, the apocalypse, and that she cannot, the humans shouldn't follow her to Earth. So, but who is the fifth and final Cylon? It's going to be a surprise to a lot of people.
Oh,
promises
no.
Mark Stern, Sci-Fi's executive VP of original programming. The reveal will have great emotional reconnaissance and will make many things that happen in the first three seasons click into place and make sense.
Everything would make sense. Okay.
So
right now, it doesn't make sense anything right now.
So is it Adama?
It could be. Or it could be the president.
Or is it Roslyn?
Roslyn.
But if it's Roslyn, why is she dying?
Yeah, that's true. So she's out of it.
But the spark of hope out of all of this is this little bit of nugget of juice right here. BSG Nuts take hope. The death of new material brought on by the writer's strike has revived interest in Caprica, a fully scripted pilot for the Battlestar Galactica prequel that has been sitting around Sci-Fi for over a year. Report Stern, I just got a call from NBC Universal. They want us to take another look at the project. So all these scripts that have been sitting on the shelves for years and hadn't had any seen the light of day, mm-hmm. and probably a bunch of movies that really hadn't seen the light of day because they were filmed and they just turned out bad or the companies didn't want to spend any more money on them, we'll probably start seeing some action because there's nothing new coming down the channel, so they got to come up with something to fill the void.
But one of the reasons why they didn't go out because they were bad.
Yes.
But
even the theaters, I mean, if there's nothing out there, people will go see bad theater. We do it all the time.
I guess. And judge it and review it like the hell.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And of course, Flash Gordon's back It's been on for the last couple weeks.
I still am not into my Flash Gordon. Have you been following that?
Yes, I've been recording. Because actually, I kind of like it. Because actually, the guy that plays Flash, I think, is kind of cute. Because he was on Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a good one. Knight Rider.
Flash, oh, yeah. From the that, past. I'm looking forward to that. Because I grew up with Knight Rider. Okay.
Kids Alive. Sunday, February 17th on NBC. There will be a two-hour test drive pilot of the retooling of the supercar show.
A reimagining.
Yeah. So Justin Bruling, who's an actor from All My Children, will be taking over the David Hasselhoff role.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, I keep getting stopped up.
You keep
up,
getting away from the mic.
Because I'm stopped up and I keep sucking snot. So.
Oh, yum.
And then we have a new TV show coming out in March called New Amsterdam. That's going to be on Fox. So let's hope it makes it more than one episode.
Mm-hmm.
New Amsterdam is a little bit Moonlight and a little bit Highlander, featuring a romantic do-gooder hero who happens to be immortal with the flashbacks to prove it. John Amsterdam, Danish actor, Nikolai Coster Waldo, however you say his name, is a hunky, nearly 400-year-old homicide cop with a reckless attitude and a sexy partner. So,
what makes him an immortal?
It doesn't say.
Doesn't say.
He has no. He's not supposed to have any special powers except that he's immortal. He can't die.
He just can't die.
Yeah. So
that sucks.
Reaper's coming back to the CW on Tuesday. What is that?
Reaper. I don't watch Reaper.
So, anyway, the last 13 episodes, I guess they filmed them and they're coming back. Smallville comes back. There's 3 episodes left, starting the 31st of Smallville.
And it's going to be
the
end.
6 new episodes left. Sorry, I was looking at something wrong. That might end it. I know it left off this season with Bizarro taking over and Clark stuck in the Fortress of Solitude, but Justin Hartley is back in the green leather clad Green Arrow.
So, oh, okay.
He's back.
Is he going to fly at last? Okay, how many seasons have they had? 7?
I don't know. Yes,
there are so many seasons, and he still hasn't flown. My goodness, he's in his 20s. He hasn't flown yet. What happened to Superboy? The Adventures of Superman when he was a boy. What happened to that?
Well, this is, you know, the whole retooling of the deal. So maybe eventually they'll let him fly. There's a new The Spectacular Spider-Man cartoon that starts on CW starting Saturday, March 8th at 10 a.m., 9 central. Mm-hmm. They revamp Peter Parker as a 16-year-old high school junior who spends his summer vacation learning the ropes of being a superhero.
Mm.
So it's more of a teen cartoon for the kiddies, Spider-Man.
Okay.
Stargate Atlantis is back on, and we have a guest role from Teal'c.
Oh, he's going to come up. Okay, Teal'c
yes,
again.
And you
okay.
see Teal'c and Jason Momoa doing a little battle. So, mm-hmm.
so this one's Jason Momoa. Which one is he?
He's the one with dreadlocks. He is.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the names. Wow.
Ronan. He plays Ronan. Mm-hmm. I had to think about his name.
Him and Teal'c? Oh, my gosh. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Supernatural comes back Thursday.
That's one of your favorites.
Yes, that on the 31st also. They have 4 episodes left because of the writer's strike. So the season's supposed to change, and I have the last episode that they're airing, unless something happens real drastically, which I doubt. If it hasn't happened yet, when this TV show seasons is over with, it's over with this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not going to be any more. I don't think they're going to do stuff because it wouldn't be hitting until about midsummer or something.
Then there's going to be a lot of reality TV.
Yeah, reality TV the rest of the year. So
mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to be good. And it ends in like a dream sequence with them. So it's supposed to be pretty good. Torchwood.
The
returns on Saturday the 26th. BBC America.
I really like it because it's very liberal.
Yes.
It's the most liberal sci-fi I've ever seen. Guys kissing.
Yeah.
Lesbians so, kissing.
James Marsters. Mm-hmm. How do you say it? James Marsters.
Okay.
If I get it right. Anyway, he was on Buffy. And he's on Smallville, too. He plays Brainiac on Smallville. Mm-hmm. And he played, what was this character on Buffy? It's been so long. He's the vampire.
I only saw the first season. I read it on DVD.
I can't remember what his name is. Oh, my God. And I'm a big Buffy fan. I swear to God, being sick just drives me crazy. Yeah. Also, there's a blurb here about Witchblade, which comes on IFC, which is a comic adaptation of Witchblade, which if you're into anime, you probably know a little bit more about that. But it's
Witchblade.
Yeah.
Animation? Did it used to be a comic book?
Let's see. Well, TNT's live-action adaptation from 2001 to 2002 is faithfully faithful to the Top Cow comic. This anime edition discards everything except the ancient gauntlet that has empowered women throughout the ages and is set 100 years in the future in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember watching.
That'd be interesting.
Witchblade on TNT. I mean, I remember hearing about it, but I don't remember. Let's see. What else do we have? I think that was it.
That is it? Okay.
Wow. Oh, well, there's a blurb in here about in theaters in July, opens July 25th, The X-Files.
They're going to have a new movie?
They're having a new movie.
Oh, wow.
So apparently the truth is still out there somewhere.
Should it be a continuation of the last movie?
No, they said they're going to... The article here quotes that the plot details are more closely guarded than an alien autopsy, but you know, so mm-hmm. And it's just like Star Trek, they're keeping it locked down. So and there's a blurb in here about Star Trek about opens December the 25th.
Oh yeah, which reminds me, I was talking to Roy. He was on the phone. He called me up earlier, and he just came out from the Cloverfield. He said that it's best if you're going to watch Cloverfield, you have to be the very very back side of the theater, because it's like Blair Witch, only scarier, he says. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to see that.
I'm looking forward to it tomorrow.
And there's supposed to be a Star Trek preview, Star Trek 11
trailer.
Yeah. What was your reaction earlier? You didn't want to see it?
It's just gonna tease me.
Oh, you don't like teasers? Why not?
Because it's 12 months away from seeing it, and I hate that.
That's a lot. That's what they do in a lot of.
No, but it's like one of those things, you know, because I'm in a Star Trek void because there's nothing on TV right now. Mm. Although they keep, you know, until the writer strikes everywhere, they can't even start anything new if they wanted to. And there's been rumors about them doing another network series. So,
mm-hmm. Well, since you're going to do film soon, so why not make your own?
That's the good thing is there are a lot of the Final Frontier, the books that are out there, but there's also fan sites, the Star Trek, The New Voyages, which mm-hmm. has actually used characters from the show, the original show, mm-hmm. which is very good if nobody's watched it. Actually, they just got the episode up a couple of months ago, and I hadn't had a chance to go download it and watch it, of the first gay relationship on the Enterprise.
Oh, okay.
So
I was reading that on
and
one
I think
of the
George Takei was on there also on that episode.
Mm.
So it's supposed to be very good. And I hadn't had a chance to go download it because I've been so busy. But it's actually Star Trek New Voyages is a very high-end, fan-based Star Trek show. They get no money for what they do. These people volunteer all their time, and they put out some pretty incredible 40-minute web shows, episodes.
You so, download it through iTunes?
Well, you can. I think you actually have to go to their website and download.
You have to go to website.
So, it's kind of like Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Except they don't. I don't think they had the financial backing that Sanctuary, because Sanctuary is actually charging for theirs, so they make money. Mm-hmm. These guys are all doing it on their spare time. There's a whole cast. I mean, pretty much the entire cast from the original Star Trek series has been on the shows.
Oh.
One of the best ones I saw so far was when Chekhov was on there, and he got exposed and started aging very rapidly.
Wait, he exposed himself?
Well, there's something that he got exposed to, and he became, and it was something from, on the original series, he got exposed, and they all started aging very rapidly mm-hmm. on that. There was the planet where nobody lived past being a teenager.
Yeah.
Because once they got to a certain age, they started aging very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that kicked back in, and it shows him as a very old man, and them having, and that's kind of how they write him out of the show as Chekhov. So, but it was actually
what's the website in that one?
I think it started. Look at Star Trek New Voyages.
Star Trek New Voyages. Probably Google it later.
So we'll put a link up on the site.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get the, they were doing podcasts at one time, and I hadn't seen any lately because I don't subscribe to it. Maybe we need to get in touch with them.
Yeah.
And do, talk to them about some of the stuff they're doing. That might be kind of fun as a geek thing to do.
Yeah. We don't have geeky listeners.
Yeah. No, none at all. None at all.
No, we don't. Okay. I'm kidding, guys. Yeah, is that your TV and movie review?
That's the TV and movie update. Going to see Cloverfield. Went and saw last weekend. Last week, In the Name of the King. We hadn't talked about.
Oh my god! Oh my god! In the Name of the King, I wanted to die. Let's talk about that.
It only goes to show that regardless of how much money you have, you put into a movie, you can have a great cinematographer, and everything that shot looks incredible. The sets can be incredible. You can have a great group of actors, name actors, people that have been around for years.
Veteran actors.
But if you have a shitty script, your movie is just going to be bad.
I wanted to walk away. Wayne and I were just talking. We got to get out of here. We were talking about getting out.
It's one of those things. If you're going to do something Dungeons and Dragons, you got to do fantasy. And this was trying to be more realistic with very little fantasy.
Yeah. And what's his name? Statham? The one who taught... I forgot his name. The one who plays in the transporter? Jason Statham. Something like that. Jason something. I'm not sure. Correct me, guys. Anyway, he was doing the transporter fight, you know?
Yeah.
Doing the splits and jumping around.
Yeah, they were doing all the martial arts stuff. Was kind of like hidden... was it Hidden Tiger...
A Couching Tiger, Hidden Dragon Queen.
Hidden Drag Queen, yeah, kind of like fight stuff going on, and you know, and then some magic every now and then gets thrown in. And
there are ninjas. Actually, it's based on the game. I got some responses about it on my live journal. They were saying that it's based on the game. Yeah, I know it's based on the game, yeah, but come on.
Still, I mean, even if you're going to do that, that didn't bother me. They had the ninja warriors and all that stuff because it's a fantasy, but it was more like, okay, we're going to do King Arthur. And then we're going to stick some real cheesy fantasy magic stuff in here every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, the story was okay. It's just there was so much more they could have done with it.
The script was just terrible. Yeah, their dialogues, they're just, yeah. Oh, God.
So, I wanted to get out. And the other thing was it was over 2 hours long.
So it was too long. It was directed by Uwe Boll.
He did
Blood Rain before. Roy just reminded me about Blood Rain because I hated Blood Rain when I last saw it. It's got Ben Kingsley in it. Something. Yeah. Like I hated it when I watched it. And I didn't realize. Wait a second. This was your idea. Watching In the Name of the King. Yeah. The, what is it? The something dual of the, what's part of the title? Anyway, In the Name of the King. Guys, don't watch it. Don't watch it. Spare yourself.
Wait till you put it on your Netflix or go read it when it's cheaper, not $9.
Not even. I hated it. Maybe people like cheesy movies like that. I don't know. I just thought it's just I think they wasted a lot of money. This is whatever.
Yes, somebody wasted a lot of money. So.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay. We have listener feedback. A lot of them. Actually, we go back. A few weeks because I got a message from Chris. You can go ahead and read in Chris's. Anyway, you got an email from Hadi. He says, "Hi Nard, one of your listeners from Down Under." Yeah, he's from Australia and a fan of Oh My Pod and Wayne's Flickr Picks. Hey Hadi, how are you?
Hey Hadi.
Hi Hadi. Okay, so he's got a technical information that he emailed me because I was looking for a camera, so he emailed me. Okay, so he was suggesting to check out the Leica lenses, and he's not too sure what the prices are here in the States, but if you're looking for a consumable, then the Canon is the way to go, which I'm getting. I think I'll receive it by Monday or Tuesday, something like that. Canon is the way to go, but the Leica is a to die for point and shoot camera. So yeah, thank you Hadi for the message. Yeah, I was talking to Wayne about that, and yeah, the Canon. I went through the Canon way. I got some responses from other people too about the camera. So thank you guys for the emails. I don't have the emails right now. Okay, one more. Andrew. I got an email from Andrew. He's also from Australia. Good day, mate. Just want to say a quick hello and say how much I enjoy your podcast. Thank you, Andrew. And he's from Brisbane in Queensland, Australia, and love listening to you as well as the Bears in the City. Yeah, I haven't heard from them for some time. I've been contacting them, but I haven't talked to Seamus. Seamus is the one. I think he's a doctor. That's why he's very busy.
My Asian Australian chaser friend. Mm-hmm. I was he was a little intoxicated on Friday, and he kept harassing me all day at work from Australia. I was like, isn't it like 4 a.m. over there? Shouldn't you be in bed or something? And he's like, it's okay. I've had 2 bottles of wine. But it's very interesting, you know. And I'm trying to get him to come up. He wants me to come over there, and I was like, man, I can't come over there. Why don't you come over here to Bear Watch? And we keep going back and forth.
Bear Watch.
It's like, man, I wish I could go to Australia. And this, you know, but one day. I told him, I said, one day we'll get to meet. So, mm-hmm. But he's been a lot of fun. And let's see. We got one here from
Chris. Read the one from Chris.
That's John. What's up, Nard and Ray? I've been listening to your podcast and laughed so hard to Ray's poem about telling Casey Diffel you're not a bottom. Lots of laughs. I'm still laughing about it. Chris from Phoenix. Yeah, you know, and I've talked to Casey since then. He's like, you just wait. I'm going to get it one day. But but then he was acting like, I moved on. You know, I don't dredge on the past like you do. So he's been pretty funny about it. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a lot of responses from Australia. Okay, here's another one. From John. He's from Sydney, Australia. Okay, he says,
Good day.
Hey, guys. I am writing to you from Sydney, Australia. I have been involved in the bear community here and worldwide for many years. My partner and I sell Speedo-style swimwear in sizes for big men. Awesome. Their website is johncc.com. Okay, so, guys.
John, I will be checking out your webpage here shortly, since Maynard just gave this to me.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll check it out, because we do have problems with bears cannot find Speedo style swimwear. So,
because Aussie bum don't give you any help when you have a big assy bum. So, you know, we got to get
big assy bum.
That's right.
Okay. I was saying here, I was wondering if you would be interested in speaking with some of the Aussie bears in one of your presentations. The Harbour City Bears group hosts a party in Sydney every year. Bear Essentials. And the website is hcbears.com, which is coming up at the end of February. We have quite an active group here, and the event is very well received. Everyone who visits Australia seems to really enjoy it. Yeah, so yeah. John, we'll coordinate. We'll have him the show.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to you guys.
I just don't know what time it is there.
I wonder if it happened. Well, we'd have to do sometime morning.
You have to do it morning here. So
morning here.
Afternoon there.
Well, it'll be probably early evening for them.
Okay.
I want to say there's 18 hours, 16.
All right, we'll see.
Anyway, it's a big difference.
Yeah, but it'd be awesome.
I wonder if that's happening during Mardi Gras, Australia, because that's in February.
They have a Mardi Gras there?
Oh, the Sydney Mardi Gras the largest gay Mardi Gras party.
Okay.
I mean, it's supposed to kick butt. Because I've been, had a couple people ask me to go, and I'm like, man, I can't afford to go to Australia. Hell, I can't even afford to go to New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
See, we need some corporate sponsorship to fly us to this stuff. We need to work on that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Bears Live. Anyway.
Okay, moving on. One more email. John Spiff he's actually in Japan right now. So, hey, Nard, happy birthday. Yeah, just my birthday during New Year's. Pretty old email. And thanks, Wolfer. Yeah, Wolfer, for pimping me on this episode. Yeah, it's the episode of that's my phone. We talked about when Wolfer was on the show a few weeks ago. We talked about the DADT podcast, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell podcast. It's about I think it's mostly about, you know, the gay people in the
military,
and John Spiff. Started it, and he's got a lot of listeners right now, and you can check him out at on iTunes. DADT, don't ask, don't tell. DADT podcast. So check him out on iTunes.
If you hot military boys are in Houston and don't want to ask and don't want to tell, give me a call.
That's right. One more. Jeffrey from The Chaser Show. Yeah, he says that he loves the 12 Woofy Days of Christmas. He went back all the way back. I think that was episode 171, something like that, before the New Year's. And it was awesome. And put a smile on my face. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Jeffrey. Hey, text message me or something. Or IM me on Yahoo sometime. Okay. Well, we're running on 36 minutes right now, so I guess
Mention Huey? Did we miss that one?
Oh, Huey? Let me see.
Huey? Oh, I probably shouldn't have listened to this at work. I really can't leave my cube now without embarrassing myself. Bear Podcast 174. Oh my podcast. Gizmos, Virgin, and Power Bottoms.
Yeah, that's the episode where we had Oh My Pod Podcast, Peter and Pinoy Boy. They were... And it was a fun show, but it was really very, I should say, sexually driven. I don't know.
I listened to 173, now I got to catch up with 174.
Okay.
Because I listen to the podcast at work while I'm sitting there because I'm a project manager. Mm-hmm. So I'll be there, you know, as long as I'm not on the phone doing customer support. I'm usually listening to a podcast, but the last 2 weeks have been so busy, I can't keep caught back up.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, we're going to close this out. We have to close because we're running out of time. Shout-outs. You go, Ray. Do you have any shout-outs?
I have a shout-out to Paul and Mike for giving me the title of Alpha Bear.
Alpha Bear? Really?
And we can talk about that on another episode. Maybe we need to have them on here to talk about why they consider me Alpha Bear. But
why Alpha Bear? But
I had a very interesting drunk conversation with Mike at Tony's Corner Pocket the other week. And, you know, we give people tag names like Fat Guy or Ball Guy, you know, kind of like friends did.
You're the Alpha Bear.
And they call me Alpha Bear. So I have to give them a shout out. And a shout out to Ansel, my friend in Australia. So.
Oh, okay.
So he was very drunk the other day, harassing me at work when I was trying to work. So.
Awesome.
But love the video, by the way. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he sent you a video?
Yes.
Ooh.
It was very hard for me to leave my office that morning, too.
So. Oh, okay. All right.
And Ryan.
Ryan from Toronto?
No. Well, the other Ryan. You meet one Ryan, you meet another. Ryan from California, San Diego. So I was chatting with him last night, so a shout out to him.
Okay. Let me see. I have here. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Kevin. Kevin from Minnesota.
Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday. And... I got an email. I have been communicating with Drew Domkus from the Don and Drew Show. Drew Domkus, yeah, shout out. And he gave me some code I could use for the iPhone. So if you guys check out bearpodcast.com/iPhone, you can actually view this the website, or you can even listen to the show using your iPhone. So, yeah, it's a
even
pretty easy
more code. Reason to go buy your iPhone today.
Yes, that's right. Or Zune. Actually, I did see someone downloading. There's one person so far that I could see that's one person using the Zune software downloading the show. So whoever you are, yeah, I think Peter and Pinoy Boy are having the same issue. Not issue, but they have someone who hasn't responded to them yet. They've been asking on their show that... who's ever using the Zune software? Please email us. Tell us what you think. How did you do it? Because I'm going to ask the same question because there is someone listening using the Zune software, and we don't know. I don't know
I have a better question. If you are a chaser and you listen to the show, email us and let us know. If you are a bear and listen to the show, email us and let us know.
Yeah.
So we know which audience we're playing to. Are the chasers listening more or the bears listening?
Or which ones are listening more? Otters.
Or otters.
Or whatever.
Or Brazilian mountain goats, whatever. So, and I'm glad we're getting popular in Australia. Well, it sounds like we need to do a world tour or something.
We need to do a world tour in Australia.
Apparently we need to hit the West Coast, hit the East Coast, hit Germany, maybe do a little stop in Italy. And then maybe stop in the Middle East somewhere, see the troops,
and then
head over to Australia.
Oh. Sounds very easy.
I know.
If you were that transporter guy, you could transport yourself. What movie? Jumper is coming up. Yeah, that'd be good.
I know. That would solve a lot of my problems if I could jump around.
Yeah, that's true.
I could be the worldwide hope.
Okay, so thank you guys for listening. If you have any comments, send us your emails at nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
That's right. Gosh, you're getting good at this. Oh, you wrote it down?
No, I didn't write it down.
Oh, you remember it? Okay, good. Yeah, so yeah, myspace.com/bearpodcast or visit the official website, www.bearpodcast.com. And of course, you can catch us on your iPhone if you're using an iPhone, bearpodcast.com/iPhone. So you'll see, you can play it there directly on that website. You can click on the page. Just go to your Safari on your phone. Try it out later, Ray.
Oh, well.
If it works. It works on my iPod Touch, so I hope it works. One more shout out, Karlsky. Karlsky from the Philippines. We were talking about the ID3 pictures, mm-hmm. on the whenever you open your iPod, mm-hmm. and you play in the show, there's this bear guy saying Bear Podcast on the picture. He says very scandalous. Whenever he rides public the van, or whenever he rides with someone, there's a big picture of a big bear on the ID3 art. So pretty funny. He says he likes it. So okay, all right, we'll keep it up. Thank you, Karlsky. Okay, so we're gonna wrap this up. Thank you everyone for listening, and we're gonna hang out tonight, Ray.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. HAB Social.
Okay. Thanks, Ray, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Later.
Many wolves in, many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Dick. All the time. I always see them. They're always smiling, swiping at cock like a salmon from a crossing line. Positivity in the gay community. I mean, there needs to be more positivity, more, because there's so much homophobia. I mean, there's homophobics all over the world. It's not just America. There's like the president of Iran, who's such an asshole, President Ahmadinejad. He's so homophobic. He came to America and he gave a speech and he said, "There are no gays in Iran. And if they are gay, they are hung."